Shelly and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAFA, or any of them.
Any of them guys.
Yeah.
None of them.
Not a one. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelly.
And Mark.
Okay, Shelly, you had a question.
No, I'm good now. Thanks. I was just wondering if I needed a test again, but apparently I'm in the zone.
Apparently, yes.
You're there. Okay. Yes, you'll find out when you go to edit this.
Yeah. You'll listen, you go, why am I...
It'll be the Shelly Show.
She'll be like, why am I so loud and you guys are so quiet? So, you know, we're all, you know, for the last couple weeks, we've all been in post-holiday decompression.
I suppose
we should find out, even though this will go up, you know, a couple weeks after New Year's. Apparently, we all made it through okay.
Looks that way.
Any festivities? What did you do on New Year's?
Big slamming party.
Big slamming party?
Yeah.
That's what I used to go to.
Yeah.
Actually, anytime I was at a big slamming party, it was me in a bathroom by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, nothing big. Just, you know, did the football thing on the 2nd at Mom's and hung out.
Now, by the time the show goes up, this is going to be secondhand news, but Oakland, oops. That's what happens when your car breaks down.
Whoops.
See, yeah. Shelly doesn't get that at all. Yeah. The quarterback's name is Carr, and he broke, what did he break?
Broke his leg.
Yeah. So he was like a good quarterback, had a great year, and a couple weeks before the end of the season, his car broke down. He got, he got hoit.
Raider fans are a little whiny.
Yeah. Probably by the time this show goes up, Super Bowl. When is Super Bowl?
Super Bowl's not till the beginning of February.
Oh.
This show will go up next week.
Never mind.
We don't exactly have a ton of them in the...
No, and in fact, that was something I was wondering about. We only have one on the desktop right now, but it was because of the way we had to post things.
Yeah.
We actually did it before Christmas.
Oh.
So, it's so old, I don't even know if we want to use it.
Which one is it?
Sorry.
Of course we want to use it.
Of course we do.
Okay.
Hell yes. Hell to the yes.
As an explanatory note, because this show will go up right after I'm Sorry, or whatever that name of that show was.
We're sorry about the
We're sorry it was so old.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, the news was old. The show was current.
Right. You know what? I thought about that. We should probably divvy these up. Take whatever the latest boozy news is off the latest show recorded and edit that in to the show we're about to put up.
No, you asked me to put in the Recovery Wonderland song. We talked about what we were going to get for Christmas. It was half the show was about Christmas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
How was your New Year, Shelly?
What did we do?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Oh. Then it was fine.
Sat here, listened to people start lighting off fireworks about 10. Yeah. I'm like, or 9, I'm like, what are you guys on New York time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my mother called me at precisely 9:02. Bruce just said, well, it's New Year's Eve back east. Bring, my mother calls.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Mom had been partying.
Yes.
She seemed to be having fun.
Yes.
But other than that, nothing.
Yeah, it was rather demure. We didn't do a lot.
Well, I couldn't really do a lot. I was in the middle of a lot of health challenges that week.
I went New Year's Eve. My sister and I went to the Kings hockey game.
Oh, so did Curtis from X2O. He's a huge Kings fan. They won.
Yep, they did. It was very exciting.
Yeah, he said it was great.
And then I spoke at an FA meeting on the 1st and went and watched football on the 2nd.
Was that your first FA pitch?
No.
Oh.
No, they started at 90 days. I did my first FA
pitch. At 90 days, you hit the circuit?
Yeah. I'm fresh meat.
So this is kind of like
I'm also a male in a program that's 95% female.
This is also a FA is relatively new. Our new Husky is trying to get into the studio.
I told you that was going to happen.
Yeah.
This program is relatively new.
17, 18 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard of it before.
Been around for a while. Well, I don't see you having a big need for
because
it.
Because I thought it was, did it change? Because I remember when our friend Marty was going to it, it was F-A-I-R. Now it's F-A.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So maybe that's why I'm thinking.
I haven't delved deeply into the history of it. I just know it seems to work pretty well.
Awesome. I was thinking if it's relatively new, you could have been at the forefront of two different programs, FA and CA.
Yeah, well. Yeah, and I think it's my background in CA that put me onto the speaker circuit at FA at 91 days.
Clearly.
So.
Because besides the fact of speaking about food addiction, you've spoken about the principles of addiction and getting sober for, 30 years.
Yep.
So that there you go.
Yeah. And for a couple of those years, I actually knew what I was talking about.
Well, early on.
I'm not sure which ones.
Yeah, early on, like maybe year one and two. Now that we've been around a long time, we're jaded. Yeah.
Recovery should be celebrated. At my12stepstore.com, celebrate your life with the most unique gifts for all 12-step programs. My12stepstore.com carries a wide range of inspirational and program books, t-shirts, chips, medallions, 12-step jewelry, and so much more. For you or someone you love, visit My12-Step Store in West Hollywood or shop online at my12stepstore.com. We ship to the world. My12stepstore.com, where love meets service.
You know what that means?
What?
It's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. I gotta say, those dudes are on point. They're on, on fleek?
I've been working out since the first year.
Yes, he's been working. No, you're not allowed to say fleek anymore, remember?
Yeah, they've already determined that the word fleek needs to go.
Why?
Because it's stupid and it's not really a word.
I guess because it's, like the Urban Dictionary people, like, they add certain words to the dictionary that are... like selfie is a recent addiction.
Addiction. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Addition as is to the Webster's dictionary, selfie. But there's some words that people are using where
did
they're
they
like,
add,
okay, that's
did they
done.
Add yeah, no yet?
They should.
Yeah, no.
Okay, we have shout-outs to Sally, Dakota, Randy, Susan, Georgette, Jack, Fran, John, Alexandria, Lisa, John, Mitch, Megan, Natalie, Carol, Joey, James, Dan, Stryker, Alan, Lee, Bill, Somebody, Jane, Anthony, Neil, Sarah, Jonathan, and Phil M.
Okay.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to I Am.
I think it's I Was now.
Okay, I Was.
Okay.
Because I've noticed that I Was goes back and listens to shows from a long time ago and comments, like we had some comments on shows from 2015 in May of this year, May of 2016.
Okay.
So, and I encourage people to do that. I'm not saying go and comment on every single show, but every time you comment on a show, it helps our numbers. I don't know how many times you can comment in a day and it helps our numbers, because I haven't quite figured that out. But if you go back in time and you listen to a show, we get more likes than comments every single show. And if you're there to like it, you can add us to playlist and just write, that show sucked, or a great show, or whatever. And
hi.
That helps a lot. Yeah.
Okay, now the first one, this story, this is, I got this from Megan. At a university back east, and because I didn't read the entire story, sponsored...
What?
Because it was a Facebook thing, and I was trying to get some other stuff done, but I read about half of it.
Didn't Shelley used to dog me for not reading the stories ahead of time?
Since when does Shelley not ever read all of everything?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, new year, new me.
Okay.
Oh, that's another saying that needs to go. New year, new me. No, same you, same problems, maybe a different attitude.
Okay. So a university back east, might have been Rutgers, actually, one of the English professors sponsored a contest, and I don't know what you win, but to see who could diagram this sentence.
Is this the Trump sentence?
This is something Trump actually said, and I listened to I watched the little video clip of him saying this, and I still don't know what the sentence is. So here we go. And I'm quoting President-elect Trump here. Look, having nuclear, my uncle was a great professor and scientist and engineer, Dr. John Trump at MIT. Good genes, very good genes. Okay, very smart. The Wharton School of Finance, very good, very smart. You know, if you're a conservative Republican, if I were a liberal, if I ran as a liberal Democrat, they would say I'm one of the smartest people anywhere in the world. It's true. But when you're a conservative Republican, they do a number. That's why I always start off. I went to Wharton, was a good student, went there, went here, did this, built a fortune. You know, I have to give up my credentials all the time because we're a little disadvantaged. But you look at the nuclear deal, the thing that really bothers me. It would have been so easy, and it's not as important as these lives are. Nuclear is powerful. My uncle explained that to me many, many years ago. The power, and that was 35 years ago. He would explain the power of what's going to happen, and he was right. Who would have thought? But when you look at what's going on with the four prisoners, now it used to be three, but now it's four. When it was three, and even now I said, it's all in the messenger, fellas. It's the fellas, because, you know, they haven't figured out that women are smarter than men, so, you know, it's going to take them about another 150 years. But the Persians are great negotiators. The Iranians are great negotiators, so they just killed us.
I totally get it.
What don't you understand?
What the hell is that about?
I get it.
Could you diagram that sentence?
I didn't say
it. Yeah. Yeah, let me diagram that sentence for you. The deal that John Kerry put together was so fucked up, that is the explanation for it. There. Diagram complete.
Is that what it means? Because yes. I could not figure it out. I read that like 15
diagram
times.
Diagram complete.
Yeah. First of all, you're trying to take something from what is clearly a run-on sentence.
It's
and
hugely run-on.
By the way, he might have been off prompter.
He might have been off prompter. This is a run-on sentence the likes of which Hemingway has never written.
Well,
I read this, I went, what the actual hell?
And you know what? What's kind of funny is people have bitched for a long time about politicians using too much teleprompter.
Uh-huh.
Clearly he doesn't.
Clearly.
Clearly he doesn't. I'll tell you, though, I've had sentences like that in conversation with people. I'm positive.
You've never had a sentence like that?
There was marijuana involved, though.
There was probably speed or cocaine involved.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, because I had to go to this place, you know, and then we went there, and I can't get to... You know what it reminds me of, though?
The Yeah Man Enda guys?
No.
Oh.
My mother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, geez.
Because
yeah.
I will...
We love Mom, but she does this.
My mother will say... The diagram sentence that my mom needs to say is, I came to the store to see you. But what it comes out to is, you know, I was coming over to see you, and I was driving up Citrus, and, you know, right by there, by where Sizzler used to be. Remember, there was that little one-hour photo studio place in the back, but it's been gone for a long time because no one takes photographs anymore. Yeah, so I was driving by there, and I was coming up, and remember Barbie's Balloon Boutique that used to be there, and it's not there anymore? Yeah. And isn't that a shame about all those businesses going out of business? So anyway, as I was coming up to see, and it's like, you know, and as I'm driving down the street, I go past that donut shop that you like to go to, the one that's got the good coffee and the croissants, you know, those butter flaky croissants, like the kind that you get when you go to a really nice place, like that place we went in Laguna Beach. You know, I'm like,
oh, wait, don't forget. And I passed by the market, and I had a coupon for 75 cents off of four Lean Cuisines, and they were 50 cents cheaper at this market than they were over at this. Yeah, you forgot that part.
And the end of this tale is, I came to see you.
Yeah. No, does your mother do this? Because this is the one I love the most. Your Aunt Lois told me to tell you hello. Did I tell you I talked to her on the phone yesterday? Yeah, Mom, you did. Yeah. Then we started talking about this. Then we started talking about, did I tell you that story? Yeah, Mom, you did. Okay. And then what happened was your cousin Kurt went,
yes.
Mom, you told me that story.
Yeah. Did I tell you about the call? You told me about it yesterday. Yeah. So we were talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, actually.
I just had one of those conversations with my mom the other day about something.
The classic one for me. And actually, she stopped doing it because I poked fun at her so much. My mom would send me an email and then or a message on Facebook or whatever, then call me to talk about the email or the message. And I said, Mom, I just responded to you. Okay, but what did you say?
Go read it. Call me back.
So I poked fun at her for it a few times and she stopped doing it.
Awesome.
Okay, so next story.
So, by the way,
did we figure out the sentence?
No.
Run-on sentence.
Well, you
explained.
Did.
Yeah.
You did, but you didn't diagram it.
You didn't have to.
That was the contest, though.
No, it's undiagrammable.
Well, that's the contest.
It's not that hard to figure out what it was, but
see, undiagrammable. I'll just take your word for it.
Unplugged.
Yeah.
Okay, the next story.
Nothing but an acoustic guitar and a microphone.
That's true. It would. Oh, no, because then it would be a folk song, and that's just cruel to cats.
I don't think Trump would be a folk song. I really, I'm thinking Rammstein.
Yeah. Du hast me.
Which is you hate me.
Okay, can we move on to Oklahoma City now?
Sure.
Mark Anthony Richardson.
Three names.
And there may be drugs involved, but I'm not entirely sure. He's 21-year-old.
We'll let you know.
Oklahoma City man. He was jailed. He was arrested for, let me scroll down to what he's going to be indicted for. He's going to be charged with several felony counts of sexual battery, 7 misdemeanor counts of outraging public decency. I have no idea that was
there's
a thing.
There's meth involved.
he was also, and he's or also alcohol. Currently on probation for a 2008 arson charge.
Oops.
Well, that's meth involved, too. He was trying to light his pipe.
Well, no, here's the thing. He would post ads looking for caretakers for his severely autistic son. Mm-hmm. And the son is in quotes. And the caretakers would need to change his diapers and clean him and basically take care of him because his son named Alex was autistic and couldn't function for himself and he needed to go to work. There was no son.
I was going to say, are they supposed to come home and then and they're just supposed to come over and Alex is going to be there?
Alex would be at work and they would let themselves in and take care of, or Alex, David would be at work and they would come home and take care of Alex. Who's actually David, dressed in, he would poop in his adult diapers and wear a bib and there would be notes from dad on the counter about what to do because he was getting sexual gratification from this, from having people clean him up. That is the most perverted BS I have. That was just gross. Now you
I've heard of grosser.
One of the women who's a visiting nurse who was hired to help take care of Alex, started thinking that things were a little bit suspicious because she never met David. She was given a key and told to go in, and Alex would be taking
Alex
a nap.
And Alex started getting wood every time.
Exactly. And Alex started getting sexual gratification from cleaning, from the cleanup process. So she became suspicious, called the authorities, stating that maybe this man needs more care than, you know, a
then
home care person
him.
Can provide.
Yeah. Can you send over a hooker,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, because the happy ending may be in order here.
Yeah, and that was when the authorities discovered what was going on. And now two of the people that had been caretakers for this man are now having to go through...
Suing?
One of them is suing, but they're both going through heavy psychological counseling because the one woman is totally traumatized.
Well, she's going through that on her way to...
The courthouse.
The courthouse for suing.
I would guess so. Fran sent us this story. On New Year's Day, residents of Los Angeles woke up to see the Hollywood sign changed to Hollyweed. A man dressed all in black climbed the fence at around 3 a.m. He put big white and black tarpaulins over the O and the E just so that they would O's uh-huh. to make them look like E's. Police are investigating the incident, which was caught on security footage, but they couldn't identify.
It was 3 a.m.
Because that's when, on the video it shows, but they can't identify the guy because he was dressed in all in black and had a balaclava or whatever, you know, the face mask, ski mask on. So we shall see.
I do not believe that's the first time that's happened.
No.
Sorry.
Someone should have called the White House if it was 3 a.m. I'm sure somebody had been there to answer.
Fran set this story in.
Should have called Hillary. She wouldn't do anything.
That's true. And I thought this was kind of interesting. Tennessee company, during World War II, there was a severe shortage of copper. So the U.S. Mint started experimenting with making pennies out of things like plastic and rubber and other kinds of metal.
Steel.
Zinc, steel.
Steel nickels.
All kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah.
One Tennessee company got a contract from the Mint to make pennies out of glass. out of amber glass. And the experiment failed so amazingly that only one unbroken glass penny remains.
Or so they think.
As far as they know, it's the only one left. It just sold at auction for more than $30,000. It's an expensive penny. There are other collectors that have pieces of pennies, because the problem was they would break pretty easily.
Yeah.
And cut people's fingers or cut through clothing and cut their legs and stuff like that, because it's glass.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought that was really interesting. The company was called the Blue Ridge Glass Company. It's no longer in existence.
Oh, they lost the contract.
Yeah. And I saw the picture of it. It actually doesn't look so much like a penny as it looks like a thin cough drop.
No.
It's just weird looking.
I just watched a movie called Coin Heist.
Really?
Yeah. About these kids that are going to misprint a coin.
And sell it to collectors.
It's a great premise, but these kids go in and they're like...
Poor execution.
The one girl's like this extreme hacker, so she can hack into the security system. She goes, it's actually kind of an outdated security system they have. But I'm like, in the Mint, there's only two guards. I'm like, there's only two guards in the Philadelphia Mint. I'm like, I don't think so.
What do you think they have in there?
Dyes.
Plates.
For making coins. Plates, yeah.
Well, that's all they have to guard.
And I think...
Guard a bag of ribbon
nickels. I may not be right about this, but I don't think they only do coins at the Mint. Do they? I don't know where they print paper at, but I would assume it would be at the same place.
South America, mostly.
Yep.
Brazil.
Yeah. Yeah. It's mostly, it comes from the cartels.
Yeah.
Now, Fran sent the next one in, but she sent in, I think this was an accident, she sent in the video rather than the actual print story, and I was kind of in a, what?
I got to say, hold on 1 second.
What?
So... my kids were talking about how weed has all these different names now. They've got White Widow and Purple, Granddaddy Purple.
Uh-huh.
I said, they need Green Benjamin. Benjamin Green.
It sells for $100.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Fran.
May I continue now?
Video.
Okay. She sent in the link to the video, and I didn't have time to go and actually copy and paste the story. But we all know what happened. Mariah Carey's epic New Year's Eve
see that?
Drunk-ass lip-sync fail.
Oh.
I watched that video the next day, and I was like, wow, that was really incredibly bad.
The first thing she says is, well, we didn't have a sound check. Then she starts to supposedly sing, and nothing comes out. And then she's like, oh, there's something wrong. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Why is it that every time you're talking, your microphone works perfectly? But when you're supposed to be singing, it doesn't work at all.
Well, because legally, because it was a free event, or people had already paid, you have to, if you go to a concert now, if there's going to be lip syncing in the concert, it has to say so. It has to say there may be digitally or electronically manipulated sound and images in this film blob or in this concert, yada yada, so that people won't sue and say, hey, you lip synced, you didn't perform.
It would have said that in every single Queen concert, because the... well, middle of Bohemian Rhapsody, they never did live.
Yeah, but
they
Freddie Mercury died before they made that law, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
pre-Millie.
But you know what?
Yes.
They used to say that in the Queen program. Yeah. It would say right in it that they're not going to sing it because they don't think they can produce that live as well as they produce it in the studio. So right. That portion, you're going to hear a recording, and nobody cared.
Well, the reason why that law came about was because what Mark said, Milli Vanilli.
Blame it on the rain.
Remember the lip-syncing scandal? And people were pissed because they paid all that money to go see the concert?
I love that one post I saw where so he said, well, now I know what Mariah Carey and I have in common. I don't know the words to her songs either.
Right?
Yeah. That was, and then she just walked off the stage. So that was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason I'm not a big fan of hers. She's just not very good. There
she
are
is.
Much
the
better performers out there.
The problem is like every other singing body star. Though. The problem is like every other singing star that sings like really hard to sing music.
Uh-huh.
You can't do that forever. It's like Steve Perry, great vocalist. But you know what? Steve Perry, like last year when I heard him do a thing with the band, he just doesn't have it the way he did.
Nope.
There's certain guys and certain people, you know, that get it. Frank Sinatra sounded pretty good, like the way Frank Sinatra sounded pretty good way up until his 80s. You know, and guys like that, Tony Bennett and these other guys. But to be honest with you, most Frank Sinatra songs are not as difficult to sing as many Mariah Carey songs. You know, she's got all this super high and all. And you know what? And her voice just doesn't do it anymore.
No. She needs the Techno Twins.
The Techno Twins? Okay, now this was a bit disturbing. Bill sent this story in. I mean, Bill sending a story in is not disturbing. The story is disturbing.
Well, sometimes it is.
That's true. This story is, Bill, when he wrote it, and he sent me the story, he said that this concerns him because this is one of the reasons that Wiccans and pagans get a bad rep, as the stuff that happened in the story is something they would not do. There's a rapper named Azalea Banks. Just after the New Year, she posted, and I saw pictures of it, that she was going to be cleaning out her closet of 3 years worth of brujeria because she practices witchcraft. And the pictures, this closet looks like Freddy Krueger lives there. I can't even describe how much blood is on the floor of this closet and pieces of dead chickens in the corner and stuff. And she's wearing gloves and eyeglasses and her head covered so that she can finally clean 3 years worth of witchcraft off her floors. And she says, real witches do real things, but you know, I got to scrape all this crap up because she needs to, you know, clean it up so she can start over.
Sure.
Maybe she needs, you know, instead of witchcraft, she needs like the power of Mr. Clean or something.
Well, the thing is, if she's sacrificing birds in these things, in her whatever she's doing, her brujeria, that's not illegal. Really? They're not protected animals. Hmm. We're going to kill them anyway to eat them.
How about the chillens?
No, she just sacrifices chickens.
Oh,
with Alice Cooper playing in the background.
Oh.
Bless you.
Thank you. Okay, the next story, I agree with Bill. I understand why he would be concerned that this is something that went viral on Twitter this week, and people were either attacking her or, you know, protecting her freedom of religion, blah blah blah. Because then, basically, that means that people think that everyone that does that, that everyone that is Wiccan or pagan, chops the heads off a chicken in a closet. And he was very disturbed by this because he said, I would never do something like that.
Well, yeah,
we call that food prep.
Food prep.
So what they're saying is that everyone that lived in the Midwest...
I got this Wiccan place on Garvey and Rosemead. Yeah. They cut the head off the chicken and they prep it for me and I bring it home and make it.
Well,
she's like doing black magic or whatever.
Generally speaking, though...
And not white magic.
Aren't we talking about like Santeria or something?
It's kind of like that, yeah.
What do they call
voodoo.
It?
Voodoo.
Yeah, because Voodown. That's Voodown. Really common. But I have never heard anyone. I've never heard anyone refer to voodoo people as being witches. Usually, there's like a priest, like voodoo priestess or whatever. Like James had said that all this stuff when they talked about when they were in New Orleans, they were all these. Voodoo priestesses and stuff that would do this. Like, they didn't call them witches.
Well, she said she learned her religion from her grandmother, who helped her learn how to practice witchcraft.
I'm pretty damn sure Glinda wasn't sacrificing chickens when she helped Dorothy. I'm just saying.
I know. Well, and that's what Bill's saying. It's, you know, people think that this is actually what they all do, and they don't.
Oh, my God.
What?
Maybe she was sacrificing munchkins. I never thought about it because, you know, on the movie set, they're pretty sure there was two or three of them that died.
I know the Lollipop Guild is very short.
Oh, geez.
There's actually a video of YouTube of some munchkin.
I'm glad you got that, Shelley.
Of some munchkin hanging in the background. Hanging. Dead. Supposedly.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can move on to the next sad story. You know, Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds, talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well.
Met Carrie Fisher.
They'll be having a double funeral, I think.
Had it.
Oh, it was yesterday. That's right, Saturday.
Yeah. I met her at the Claire Foundation.
Carrie Fisher's ashes were placed into an urn shaped like a Prozac pill.
Well, that was her favorite.
Really? I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that was her favorite statue in the house.
Yeah.
when I met her, she only had not very long, like less than a week or something. And I spoke down there and she walked up to the front and was swinging her head around like Stevie Wonder when he's singing. I mean, she really wasn't. She goes, hi. Oh, I really like what you had to share. My name's Carrie Fisher. I play Princess Leia in Star Wars. And then she like walked away and I'm like, what the F was that? And the girl that was standing next to me goes, she's kind of new. I'm like, yeah, you think?
She's kind of new.
No. Same night I met, what's his name? Blue Thunder, the TV show.
Jim Michael Vincent.
Huh?
Jan Michael Vincent.
And this girl goes, so I saw you talking to Jan outside. And I was just dating this girl. I'm like, I wasn't talking to any girls. I wasn't talking to one single girl out there. She goes, you gave him a cigarette. And I'm like, but what? She goes, Jan, by the dumpster. And I'm like, oh, his name's Jan? She goes, yeah, Jan Michael Vincent. I'm like, that was not Jan Michael Vincent. This guy
was pretty tore up. He was pretty tore up when he came in.
And I'm like looking at this guy, and this guy in the 80s was like Mr. He was like
Airwolf.
That's what it was. Airwolf. I'm like, he was like the woman that plays the Bourne series and Tom Cruise. He was like the guy. And I was looking, he did not look like the guy.
He was pretty tore up when he came in.
He looked like the tore up guy. Looked like he lived in the dumpster. It was horrible.
It was nice to give him a smoke, though.
That'll show you how having money doesn't fix it.
So what about Carrie and Debbie?
Just, you know.
They're still dead?
Just noting their passing.
She wrote a book, right? What was the book?
She wrote several books.
But what was the one?
The first one was called Postcards from the Edge.
No, the great title one.
Wishful Drinking?
Yes, Wishful Drinking.
That was actually a very good book. I read that one.
Yeah. Isn't there one? Didn't someone write a book? Hello, it's something. Hello, I'm Vodka. I can't remember what the name is.
Oh, Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea, by Chelsea Handler.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is a takeoff on the title, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, by Judy Blume.
Yeah. But she's not sober. Chelsea Handler.
No.
No, I don't think
not
so.
Not that I know of.
I'm pretty sure she's not.
Okay, and that ends the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Hey everyone, it's Bruce from Recovery 101 Radio. Hey, I'm here to talk about my 12-step store. Let me tell you guys, my 12-step store is the ultimate place, online or in person in West Hollywood, to buy recovery gifts no matter what program you're interested in. They've got bling chips, they've got regular chips, they've got medallions, they've got books of every kind. They've got every kind of recovery gift you can even think of. This place is absolutely fantastic. Let me tell you something. A bit of every sale goes to sponsor people to get into recovery homes and sober living houses. It's an awesome place. RJ and his staff will take outstanding care of you. My 12-step store is located online, of course, at my12stepstore.com. If you'd like to go visit them in person, they're at 8730 Santa Monica Boulevard in the fabulous city of West Hollywood, California. You can call them at 310-623-1702. That's one more time. That's 310-623-1702. You should call them up. Do yourself a favor, and the ones you love, call my12stepstore.com.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Shelly.
Hi.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Eye roll. There she goes.
It's been two glorious Welcome weeks back. Without having to hear that.
There you go.
So we have a topic.
We do.
I can't remember what it was.
Neither
what the name of it was.
The name of it was Pick a Day.
Pick a Day. Oh, I remember. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so tell us how this came up.
I was in a meeting where people have been sharing. I mean, over the course of the last month, it's been like, oh, well, be really careful because, you know, Christmas, you know, on Christmas, we don't want you to drink or use.
And New Year's.
And on New Year's, we don't want you to drink or use. And so I shared in a meeting the other day that there's only one New Year's Eve a year. But yeah, there are 52 Thursdays.
Yeah, there's 364 other days.
Yeah, and when I was getting loaded, New Year's was nothing special.
We used to talk about that at the Thursday night meeting. We'd say, you know, congratulations on making it on a Thursday sober. And people would look and they'd be like, what? Yeah, you know, it's a Thursday. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like you cared before.
Yeah.
Because Wednesday at noon was just as good as New Year's Eve to me.
We never cared. It was, you know, I mean,
I'd be like, it's Flag Day. Yeah, let's party. Hey, it's Monday morning. Yeah, let's party.
It's chocolate chip cookie day.
It's, yeah, because yeah. There's a holiday somewhere for just get one of those Hallmark things. Yeah, they've got a card for everything.
Yeah, they've got a list of, you know, here's all the days we're celebrating this month, and there's one every day.
And you know what they should do? On any day that's missing a day, they should make that drug and alcohol day.
Yeah.
Because they'll be celebrating that day anyway.
Sure.
Can you imagine? Here's a card. I'm dreaming of a white Wednesday. That would be perfect. So what do you think,
Shelly? We can stop with the Christmas music now.
Oh, no, that was a Cocaine Wednesday music right there.
What?
Any day.
What do you think about that? Pick a day. Any day.
Yes, any day has the potential to be full of calamity. I mean, if you have a firm spiritual foundation, you know, New Year's Day isn't any different than the next day.
No.
It's just another day. It's like, it cracks me up because people are like, and I did this too, because I stayed up till midnight on New Year's Eve because I wanted to watch 2016 die. Because it was really kind of a crappy year and I didn't enjoy myself very much and a lot of bad crap happened. So I thought I'm going to stay up and, you know, just to make sure it leaves. And I don't.
It was a really crappy year.
And it did leave?
And it did leave.
Okay.
But there were, you know, especially on social media, everybody's talking about, oh, we're almost done with this year. And like New Year's Eve, somehow magically at midnight, all of our troubles will go away and no more famous people will die. And, you know, and the government will suddenly be on our side and everything's going to be wonderful. Like just because it goes from 11:59 to 12, like suddenly that's something magical. And I think that in recovery sometimes we get the same feeling too when it's a particular day that somehow that's the evil day, you have to be careful because that particular day is going to drag you down. Well, why? I don't see what the difference is.
I saw a cartoon on Facebook the other day and it's God is sitting there like on his throne and he's going like this, he's pointing away, you know, like, and he's sending death away and he goes, dude, just lay off of the famous people for a while, would you?
They've been kicking.
Because, you know, I mean, if you brought up one of those lists of people that died this year, it was a tremendous... And the thing is, I don't know if it's any more tremendous than any other year.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
In Chicago.
Well, oh, yeah, almost 800 people. Homicides. Yeah. That's like record for them. Yes, we did a Boozy News story on it. Last week, I think, though, the show that went up because
Chicago is one of, not the highest, California's highest, but has one of the highest gun control laws in the country.
Strictest, not highest. Strictest.
Well, you know why? Because you can be pretty sure that the guy whose house you're breaking into doesn't have a gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can gun down the owner of the house, no problem.
Some guy, yeah, there's some guy who goes, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to do a home invasion and I'm going to rob these people and I'm going to beat them and I'm going to shoot the... Oh, man, it's too hard to get a gun. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not so much?
No.
Okay.
No.
So,
some pick of the a least day. Attacks? Texas.
Yeah, pick a day, any day.
Arizona. Yeah.
Meanwhile, back to the topic.
Back to the topic. Pick a day, any day to buy a gun. yeah, you know, because when I look back, am I getting... Did I get loaded on holidays? Yeah, of course I did. But I got loaded at every day I could. Yeah. You know, the only time that was a really big deal to me is when I was really young. Like, when I very first started getting loaded, yeah, New Year's Eve was a big thing. And Cinco de Mayo in Southern California is a big thing. And St. Patrick's Day is a big thing because everybody is Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
And those were, like, drinking days. And I remember when I was young, I'm like, yeah, those were the days we go get really wasted. And 10 years later, every day was a day I got really wasted. It didn't have
to... Every day ended with Y.
Yeah, it didn't have to be... Like I said, you know, Sunday night at 6:41 was an outstanding time to get loaded. Why not?
Well, you know, it's... I mean, we put the New Year's show up and we called it what we frequently call it. Amateur night.
Yeah.
Because that... You know, that's not when those of us who were truly professionals at doing it first of all, we didn't go out.
Well, there are drunks out there.
Well, but here's the problem, and
for sure, Bruce, we didn't go out.
Well, here's the thing, and I get this totally. The reason, even back in the day when mm-hmm. I went somewhere for New Year's Eve, wherever I went is where I stayed till the next day.
Yeah.
Because let's say it's a regular Thursday night.
Yeah.
And it's 2:10 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know what? The guys that are drunk at 2:10 in the morning on a Thursday night
are drunk at 2:10 every morning.
Are drunk every night. Yeah. And I'm not saying that they necessarily drive better, but they probably drive better than the guy that only drinks one time a year and gets really plowed.
Yeah.
You know, I would much rather drive with regular everyday drunk drivers
yeah.
than with the people that are one time a year
than with
warriors.
The amateurs. Than with the amateurs.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to drive with professional drunks.
And I know that sounds stupid, but yeah. I'll bet there's validity to that. Because, you know, if I never drink and then I get really plowed one night, I'm going to crash and kill a family of four. Yeah. If I drink every day and drive, I'm probably better at driving drunk than the guy that only does it
I'm
once
I'm still
going to
crash and kill a family of four, but the percentage of time I do it's a lot lower.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I look back on it, I never got a 502, but I should have every single day.
Yeah.
Not always from drinking. It could have been meth. It could have been coke. It could have been weed, it could have been, you know, pills, it could have been anything, but I could have gotten a drunk driving every single day.
How about the guy who got the DUI on caffeine?
What?
You haven't seen that story?
I thought we did that one.
Maybe we did. What? Remind us,
no,
Shelly.
It was during our break.
Oh, because, yeah, I read that story. Oh, you know what? I bookmarked it to use it on the show tonight, and then I forgot to put it in the business.
Well, what was the story?
Yes. I don't remember where it was.
Guy got pulled over, and they gave him a DUI.
11 rock stars or something?
No alcohol in the system. Caffeine.
Monster drinks
or something?
They
are pursuing it.
It's in California.
Yeah, of course it is.
It'd be California and New York.
Of course it is. Where else would they be stupid enough to do that?
I was going to say, because, you know, Californians were too stupid to live.
Or too stupid.
So the guy
was
all
to tax ourselves.
So what? The guy had like some gigantic amount of caffeine in his system. Probably acted like he was on meth.
Yeah, but you know, it's like it's caffeine.
Yes, and they're considering that he was under the influence of a substance, because what the state is saying is that the substance is not defined in the law, and that he was swerving.
It's probably not.
His lawyers are going after it.
Okay. Whoa. That's a slippery slope if I've ever heard one. I can see it now. Dude, you're clearly on tryptophan after Thanksgiving dinner. You had too much turkey, dude. You clearly...
I'm sitting up at a checkpoint right outside of church.
Clearly.
You are full of the Holy Spirit. You're going down, baby.
Or how about every fall? How many Girl Scout cookies did you eat, sir? Hyped up too much
that
sugar.
That GSC, that Girl Scout crack.
Yep.
I had me two boxes of Thin Mints.
Yep.
Wow, that is something.
But
so, it's every day of the week. It's always a good day for getting loaded when you're a dope fiend.
Yeah, you know, it's like in FA. They're Thanksgiving. I'm like, I ate a lot every day.
You know, right? So they're like, watch out for Thanksgiving, and you're like,
I mean, I went to my sister's house and had dinner, had birthday cake, came here. Ate 5 brownies, stopped at In-N-Out on my way home, picked up a full meal, drove home and ate it, stopped at Alberto's, picked up carne asada nachos, and then drank a full glass of milk with an entire bag of chocolate chip cookies to end the night. I'm sorry, that was just a Sunday.
And for those who don't know that are in other areas other than California, even though you may have heard of In-N-Out, In-N-Out is a hamburger place that makes these things called double doubles.
Yes.
And double double is a...
Nope. I had a single.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't going to overeat.
For a quick second, I thought you were going to say, nope, I had a 4x4.
Nope, I had a single. Of course, I upgraded to a chocolate shake. But
This place has like a 4x4, which is 4 patties. And it's like that, what's that place in Vegas, the Heart Attack Grill?
Heart Attack Cafe, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But
the same thing runs true. It's like, so I'm supposed to be careful at Thanksgiving and Christmas because there might be food?
Yeah.
It's like, look, bro. I got to be careful every time I walk in a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I got to be careful every time I go to a grocery store, anytime a kid comes to the door selling chocolates for their school.
Driving down the street.
Yeah. Oh my God, there's a McDonald's. Oh my God, yeah. there's an In-N-Out. Oh my God, there's a Hardee's.
Yeah.
See how I did
and
that?
And then I get home safely and I turn on the TV to have somebody tell me, don't forget the fourth meal.
Yeah.
Shit, I forgot all about the fourth meal.
Isn't that Taco Bell?
Yeah.
So that's very true. Shelley, so what was your favorite day to drink? New Year's Eve?
Every day. Between 3:30 and 10 p.m.
There you go.
What did you do for that 5.5 hours between 10 p.m. and 3:30?
Well, I slept, and then I got up and went to work, and then I picked the kids up from school, brought them home, got them started.
3:30 p.m.
P.m. Yeah.
Oh, you weren't really a drunk.
I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, between 3:30 in the afternoon and 10 o'clock at night, which. Because at 10 o'clock, I had to take a shower and pretend that I hadn't been drinking all day before Bruce got home from his meeting.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of a brief period of time to power down a couple of fifths, but I managed it.
Atta girl. Atta girl. You were dedicated.
A couple of fifths. A
couple of fifths.
That's only a couple of drinks.
But that's a day.
Fifth of Beethoven.
Right. And that's what we're talking about. None of those days are holidays. That's like Shelley's norm. Yeah. Let me just have... I don't know.
3:30, time to party.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because as an alcoholic, I hear 2/5 in a day and I go, shit. I go, that is a lot of, I never drank 2/5 in a day, never once.
How about 2 grams in a day?
Yeah, a lot, way more
than
that.
There you go.
Two eight balls in a day.
And I'm over here going, shit,
way more than that. And
2 grams a day.
And that's the thing is that I would look at people. And I remember hearing a guy say, I drank a half a gallon of Kessler's a day. And I'm like, oh, my God, how is that possible? And I'd be like, you know, I did, my friend Tom and I did a half an ounce in a day. And alcoholics go, how is that possible? Oh, it's possible.
That's your 2 bottles of Kessler, dude.
Yeah.
And there were 2 of us. So it was actually a bottle of Kessler.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I hear, you know, the pill poppers talk about taking 60, 70
Vicodin
in a day. And I'm like,
in a day?
How do you still have a liver?
Yeah, they don't. They just don't know it yet.
How are you still awake?
Build up a tolerance.
Where there's people, well, Shelly, I've heard people.
You couldn't have done an 8-ball of Coke in a day when you first started slamming.
I've heard about people I've heard people that talked about, you know, dropping 20 Demerols in a day, and I'm like, and I remember Shelly saying she had 1 Demerol and she didn't even know what happened. I talked to her the next day. How you feeling? Good. And I go, what happened last night? I don't know. They gave me something. What did they give you?
Dilaudid.
I know it was Dilaudid. It wasn't Dilaudid. Demerol.
Yeah, Dilaudid.
Or I'm sorry. Yeah, Dilaudid. And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, was it good?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you hear people that drop 12 of those or 20. Yeah. And it's like, I look at that and I go, how is that possible? Yeah. It's possible.
Yeah.
You know, it's called getting that... Shelly's looking at the door of the studio strangely.
What is that noise?
I don't hear the noise.
It sounds like a weed whacker.
At this time of night? Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Is he working on the back door?
I don't know.
We got a new husky. And just like with this story, his thing is chewing on the back door to see if he can make a hole big enough to go through, I think.
Oh. He will eventually if we don't do something about it.
We had this dog in the backyard today. Fence, not that tall, maybe 3.5 feet. I walk out there. He hopped like a mountain goat up on top of the barbecue grill on the other side of the fence. I'm like, oh, that's not going to work. So we've decided we need like a 6-foot fence out there or something. Because it says they're not going to stop him.
Need to run him.
Yeah. No. Yeah. 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 I've gotten more exercise in the last. And you know what? This is like the dog. The dog's like, look. I don't need it to be National Fitness Day. I need you to take me out 3 times a day every day.
That's right.
That's exactly like it.
There's important pee for me to smell.
Well, and you know what? That works out, if you think about it, that works out to other things. Like we were talking about food a minute ago. Mm-hmm. Is there any day, I mean, you used to be involved in the, we'll say the betting circuit. Now, we know that obviously lots of people would bet on the Super Bowl, but lots of people bet on every game.
You know, it's really funny because people talk about, Super Bowl, the biggest day in the gambling industry. It's really not. Because the first Saturday in November, you've got NFL football going on. NBA basketball has started. hockey has started. They're running the Breeders' Cup in horse racing. And if it really went a long time, you're just wrapping up the World Series. So everything's going on that weekend.
Well, and if you think about it, then you add in other types of gambling in on top of that. Yeah. People that buy lottery tickets, you know, all this. Because I would say that probably the biggest gambling days of the year are a gambling day in November, like what you're talking about, that's close to the 1st or the 15th.
Nah, doesn't matter.
Well, you know, 1st and the 15th, a lot of people get a chunk of money.
Well, that's people who are playing for cash, which we weren't involved in. People who had to actually pay up at the beginning to play. These people had credit. So
The whole
bookies are such action junkies that I remember at our break between the morning session and the afternoon session, us sitting and playing poker, and while one guy was shuffling between hands, three guys would be kneeling on the floor shooting craps. While the games are going on. I'm like, guys, do we not have enough action going on
here? Dope fiends, yeah. Alcoholics.
Yeah. And wow. I'm sneaking to the bathroom, dude.
That's so true, though.
Yeah.
So, Shelley.
Yes.
Final words on pick a day.
Good, Mark.
Mark, final words on pick a day.
I find it rarely do people in program relapse on major holidays. They usually relapse a couple days after.
And there you go, Shelley.
As soon as they let their guard
down. That break didn't help you at all, did it?
No. The only thing that comes to mind is, if every day was special enough to drink or use, then now every day is special enough to stay sober.
Perfect.
It reminds me of a movie. Two movies, actually. One was called On Any Sunday. One was called On Any Sunday. Uh-huh. And one was called Endless Summer.
Groundhog Day didn't do it.
And you know what? Groundhog Day. Because you know what? Endless Summer, that was these guys that surfed, followed summer all the way around during the year.
Uh-huh.
And they found that no matter where they were in the world, it was summer, and they could surf every day. And that's the way it is for alcoholics. It's like Endless Summer on Any Sunday, it all works. Groundhog Day is perfect for us.
Yep.
Shelley?
Yes?
There's this really cool T-shirt company.
Oh, Terminally Unique Apparel?
Yes.
At terminallyuniqueapparel.com.
.com.
We have several interesting and unique designs, so go and check us out and buy some stuff.
What's the new one?
We don't have a new one yet. I mean,
yeah, the newest one that's selling the most is the Smith Wilson Distilleries, one that looks like a, shall we say, Jasper Daniels label.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
But it's selling, just different enough. It's that, okay.
That's selling well, actually. Okay. Mark, yes. There is we have a Friends Back East and in the Inland Empire.
That would be... Guys, you just threw me... Yeah, I know. Yeah. It killed me. I completely blanked out. 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com and step12magazine.com. A couple of very, very good publications. You can go up online and you can check them out, read them, subscribe, support those who support us. Thank you.
Awesome. Shelley.
Yes.
We have like the most awesome sponsors in the world.
Yes, we do. My 12-step store. You can go to the brick and mortar location in West Hollywood, or you can go to my12stepstore.com to order all kinds of wonderful stuff. Books, medallions, recordings.
Wonderful.
Pillows with interesting mottos on them.
Cool shirts.
Including one of ours.
They have one cool shirt that I really like that's not ours. It says, "The only Coke I do is diet."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
So go and support the people that support us. You can get there by clicking on the banner at recovery101.net.
Sweet.
Dude. Sweet.
Mark, people listen to the show.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Yeah. Any way you listen to the show or find the show or get the show or if you have the show transmitted out to you, thanks. We appreciate you listening. We do ask that you go to our site at recovery101.net. And once you get there, become a member of Podomatic. It'll take you right to that site. Once you're a member, you can like shows. You can leave comments, and we ask you please to leave comments and perhaps ideas for show topics.
That we ever need any topics, but...
You know. Every time you go on the site, on the right-hand side, as you scroll down a tad, you'll see a spot that says Become a Follower. You can click on that every time you go on the site, and it will say you're a follower.
Yes.
So follow. Add us to playlists. Like, comment, do all that stuff. We appreciate it.
On the Wizard of Oz note, follow Recovery Show. So when you go there to recovery101.net, which takes you to our Podomatic site, you can choose login with Facebook, and if you are logged in with Facebook, you'll log in 1 second. It'll say, is it okay for us to send you stuff? Just say yes, because the only thing they'll send you is one email to let you know if any shows you follow put up a new show. And it doesn't send anything to your Facebook site, at least not that I've ever noticed. But if you are Facebook friendly, it's really easy to like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. If you'd like to join the Recovery 101 secret group, it's a secret. It's hard to find. Matter of fact, you won't find it. You can search for it all you want. You won't find it. You can send us a message at the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page, or you can message Bill Piper or Shelley Burnett. They will add you to that group, and you can interact with people that send boozy news and stuff like that. If you would like to send boozy news, or you want to send a jingle or something like that, you can send it to recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you are a recovery entertainer of some sort, you're a musician, or you play with the band, or you're a singer, or you're a comedian and you would like us to use you as lead out entertainment, send us some MP3s. That's the preferred format. Send us a picture that you would like us to use for a clickable link, and then a web address you'd like that clickable link to go to, whether it's SoundCloud or YouTube or Facebook or wherever you would like it to go. And we will do that for free.
And fun.
We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We do not take ourselves seriously. Rule 62, baby. Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
Billy the Kid and the Lucky Poets.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
There comes a point in everybody's life when you're not as young as you used to be, and you'll wake one day and you just won't feel the same, and you won't know why, but your world has changed. Colors don't shine like they used to. Stars don't shine like they used to. I don't want to get, I don't want to get old, I don't want to get old, I want to stay young forever, forever. I don't want to get, I don't want to get old, I don't want to get old, I want to stay young forever, forever. There comes a point in everybody's life. Doesn't shine like it used to. is life when you're not as young as you used to be. And you'll wake one day and you just won't feel the same, and you won't know why.